I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God, 'cause there is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God, 'cause there is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do, and I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God, 'cause there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find that there is none, there is none, there is none, there is none, there is none like you. So most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings, God. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. Another day that you have made, another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. Another day that you've allowed us to bask in your glory, to bask in your presence, to seek you while you may yet be found, and Father, even to chase after you. Lord, as that deer panteth after the water brook, so does my soul long after thee this day for your refreshing, for your renewing, for your revival, God, for life that only you can give. Oh, God, an abundant life, not just making it by, not just scratching the surface, Lord, but accomplishing in everything that you have for me to experience that breakthrough, that revelation, God, that you are with us and that you have a desire to abide with us all day long, not just when we are in trouble, not just when things are hard, but, Lord, you desire to dwell with us and to dwell in us every single moment of the day. Oh, God, what an awesome thought it is, oh, God, that you walk with us and that you talk with us and that you're there to guide us and lead us and direct us in every area of our lives. What an awesome thought, oh, God, to know, oh, God, that you love us beyond all measures, oh, God, that you would give us your best every single time. Lord, you never slack in anything that you do. Oh, God, you don't ever give us a partial. God, you don't ever give us a little. But, Lord, every time, God, you come and have your way in our lives, and every time you show up, oh, God, and you show your presence and you reveal your glory in our lives, Lord, you show up in a great and mighty way. You always meet the need. You always fulfill the task. Oh, God, you always take the pressure. Lord, you always make things right, Lord, and for that, Lord, we are grateful and we are thankful, and God, we adore you, we magnify you, we honor and adore you, Lord, because there is none like you. No matter how far we search, no matter how hard we try to find someone that's like you, we'll never find anyone that's like you. Lord, the angels don't deserve your glory. Oh, God, men don't deserve your glory, but all of the glory, all of the honor belongs to you. My praise, my adoration, my thanksgiving, God, the lifting up of my hands, the obedience of my heart, oh, God, the love in my heart, Lord, it all belongs to you. You deserve that. You deserve my hallelujah. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor, and you deserve the praise. And so as we begin this Thursday, this brand new day that you have made, Lord, we stop by here this morning just to tell you thank you. Thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for food on our table. Thank you for clothes on our backs. Lord, thank you for a roof and shelter over our heads. Lord, for those that have cars, thank you for the cars that we drive. Lord, thank you for those that have jobs. Lord, thank you for the jobs that we go to. For those that have had the ability to retire after years of work, thank you for the ability to retire, Lord. Thank you, God, just for everything that you have done and all that you have done, because you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be glorified. You're worthy to be magnified, and you're worthy to be adored. Father, as we go through this day, Father, we want to be able to enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We want to go into your courts with praise. And the gates, oh God, that I'm talking about in the courts that I'm talking about are not necessarily your temple. But God, where you are is where your spirit dwells at. And Lord, we thank you that you have chosen to dwell in us. And so as we enter into this brand new day, oh God, help us to enter in with thanksgiving on our hearts, with thankfulness in our souls, being willing to thank you and to praise your name. For when praises go up, blessings come down, because you inhabit the praises of your people. God, I pray that you would bind the spirit of complaining. Lord, I pray that you would bind, oh God, the spirit of confusion. Lord, I pray that you would bind the spirit of a lack of. Lord, I pray that you would bind the spirit of comfort, that we'll be willing just to get by what we received from you yesterday or what we received from you last week. But Lord, there is a prize. There is a greater anointing. God, there is a higher calling that you have for each and every one of us every single day. Help us to not worry about, oh God, the past, because we can't go back in our past and change our past, God. And God, help us to not focus on the future, because the future tomorrow is not promised, Lord. We only can be concerned about this day. And since I'm only concerned about this day, I declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. I rejoice because you blessed me to see the day. I rejoice because you blessed me to be able to have the use and activity of my limbs to go about my purpose and plans that you have for me on this day. God, it's not that I have to go by chance. It's not that I have to go and read my horoscope. Lord, it's not that I have to go and seek after anything that man has to offer, but if I seek you first, if I put you first in everything, then everything that I need will be added unto me. Oh, God, if I need financial assistance, Lord, it'll be added to me, Lord. If I need strength in my body, Lord, it'll be added to me, God. If I need a breakthrough, God, on my job, it'll be added to me, oh, God. If I need cleaning up on my body, God, it'll be added up to me, Lord, because when I seek you, God, I'm saying yes to you, I'm saying yes to your will, and I'm surrendering to you. And the more I surrender to you, the more I'm shaped and molded to be like you. The more I'm shaped and molded to be like you, the more I reflect your image. The more I reflect your image, Lord, the more your spirit controls my life, and everything I exude and everything that I put out, Lord, reflects your spirit. Lord, I want to be known. I want to have the knowledge of being known like Simeon. Lord, I can't think of the word I want to use, but Lord, I want to have the same story that Simeon had. Lord, he was known by the Spirit. Said he walked after the Spirit. He was led by the Spirit. He was moved by the Spirit, Lord. That's what I want my name to be known for. To be controlled by the Spirit, to be led by the Spirit, to be moved by the Spirit, to obey the Spirit. Lord, that means that I'm totally surrendering to you. Not my will, but thine will be done. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. God, that's what I want my reputation to be. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, I don't want to be known as someone that's contagious. Lord, I don't want to be known as someone that's always frustrated. Lord, I don't want to be known as someone that's always in need. I don't want to be known as someone that always rebels against, oh God, the plow. God, I don't want to be known as someone, God, that does not reflect your image. So help me in all my ways to acknowledge you. Because I have acknowledged you, God, that means I'm surrendering to you. I acknowledge that these things come about to me, or these things come upon me because you allowed it to be. I acknowledge, God, that your will is working in my life, God. I acknowledge, oh God, that things, when hard times come and trials come, Lord, I can acknowledge that, God, these things didn't come upon me unaware, but the God of my salvation is what allowed the enemy to afflict me, to allow these things to come my way. And so since he has allowed this to come my way, that means he knows how much I can bear, and God, he knows what I need to get through it and make my way through it and to come out of it more victorious, more empowered, more anointed, closer to you, God. You know just what I need and more. So help us, oh God, today to understand that anything that comes our way, we can cast all of our cares upon you because you are the God that cares for us. You care how we rest. You care how we sleep. You care how we move. You care how we think. You care what we're doing with our children. You care what we're doing on our job. You care about everything. You care about how our cars run. Lord, you care about the upkeep of our homes. You care about the upkeep of our temples, our bodies. Lord, you care about everything. There's nothing, God, that's in our lives that's not important to you. And I thank you, oh God, that you've allowed me to be your apple of your eye, that I'm somebody important to you, that you made me, that you're mindful of me, that you made me a little bit lower than the angels, and you've given me a testimony, God, that I can cry out, redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed from sin and shame. I've been redeemed. Lord, that's a cry that the angels cannot even declare. And so, God, I thank you, and I magnify you, and I glorify your name this day. Help us, oh God, to lean out to our own understanding. But in everything that we come across today, to acknowledge you so that you might direct our pathways. I say that, Lord, oh God, because there's danger seen and unseen our way. There's traps and snares that the enemy has set to try to befuddle us, to try to hinder us, to try to limit us today. But, Lord, no weapon that the enemy tries to form against us, or no weapon that the enemy forms against us shall prosper. I speak life over everyone that's under the sound of my voice this morning. I speak victory over everyone under the sound of my voice this morning. I speak healing over everyone under the sound of my voice this morning. I speak breakthrough over everyone under the sound of my voice this morning. I speak life, God, over everyone that's under the sound of my voice this morning. Because we've taken time out this morning to sacrifice. We've taken time out this morning to seek your face. We've taken time out to surrender all. And so, Lord, make all these things that come about our way today, let them work together for our good. In the mighty name of Jesus, so that we can be the vessels that you need for us to be today. We need to be lights in this dark and dreary world. We need to be proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ to a nation that needs salvation, that needs a hope, that needs another story besides all of the stories that are raging in the news on this day. Help us to declare your word today. Help us to breathe life into someone today. Help us to let someone know that you still save, that you still sanctify, and that you still, God, desire to dwell with your people in these days and times. Lord, we pray for Puerto Rico. Missionary Myrna Howard expressed to us the devastation that's in the land. Oh, God, and how difficult it is and how the resources are not coming in. Lord, I pray that you would prick the heart of our leadership in this country. Oh, God, that they would release, oh, God, the donations that have been geared or that have been raised for Puerto Rico, Lord. They can't get any of those donations unless America brings it to them. No other country can come in. No other private entity can come in and deliver it, Lord. America has to release the donations that have been geared towards Puerto Rico. Father, I pray that you remove that blockade right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and send the relief that's needed for those, your people. Father, I pray that people will not lose hope. And Lord, even in the midst of a dire situation, God, there is still a glimmer of light, God. And every day that you bless them to be able to see, oh God, is another opportunity for them to experience the glory of our God and the salvation of our God. Father, help us with our resources that we may be able to invest in the lives of these people who have been devastated by these storms, whether it's in Texas or in Florida or, God, or in the Caribbean, Lord. God, let our resources, let the things that we have put together, oh God, let it be a blessing to those that are in need. For you tell us that the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. And we as a ministry at Praise Center, we sow into the lives of those that are in need. And so bless our sacrifice, oh God, that we may be able to do a greater, give a greater sacrifice in the time of need, God, as you continue to bless us and as you continue to keep us. Now, Father, I pray that you would take us, oh God, on our journey today. Walk with us and talk with us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and do it for your glory, Lord. And I know some of us may go through valleys of the shadow of death today, but I'm thankful, God, give us the ability and give us the know-how and the knowledge to know, oh God, that we don't have to fear no evil. For you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Oh God, I thank you for power. I thank you for the love that overcomes a multitude of sin, and I thank you for a sound mind that tells me my God shall supply all of my needs. My God will never leave me nor ever forsake me. My God enables me to do all things. I thank you, God, for your spirit that empowers me for victory on this day. Now walk with us and talk to with us. Lead us and take us to our different destinations safely, but bring us back together again at the appointed place and appointed time. And we'll be careful to give it all over to you, the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen and amen.